Welcome to the Steep Angle Podcast, the podcast fueled by a life of powdered slopes, ripping good single tracks, healthy living, and the tools and people that help us along the way. Energized by motion, exploration, and the celebration of life, we hope you find inspiration in what we share. Be courageous, be curious, and chase your adventure. I'm your host, Daniel, and this is Steep Angle. Everybody, and thanks for tuning in. Today is Thursday, April 1st, 2021, and spring is definitely here on this fine April Fool's Day, which means ski season will soon come to an end, but not to worry, because that just means that mountain biking season will begin in due time, and we trade our two sticks for two wheels. Although ski season will be wrapping up, there's still one more epic trip in the books for the last hurrah. And let's just say that this trip will include a backcountry hut, snowmobiles, three hyenas known as my son and his two buddies, and the Rad Dad crew. Red Mountain Pass will never be the same after this trip, and based on the latest postings on social media, Red Mountain Pass looks primed and ready for spring skiing. Speaking of spring skiing, my buddy Dominic and I ventured into the inner basin of the Kachina Peaks, and boy was there still a lot of snow back there. We got first chair on Arizona Snowbull's gondola, and when we got to the top, we scooted around the ski patrol shack and started our tour towards the saddle where we dropped in. It was a hot day. Shortly after we started our tour for the day, we started to strip down some layers. We worked our way across the face of the upper bowl below ridgeline towards the saddle that sits just below the climb up towards Humphreys Peak. There were some bootpacking sections that we had to contend with on our way up to the saddle, but overall was a pretty good tour. We ended up bootpacking to a section below the saddle on the east to northeast aspect of the peaks. Once we were on that side of the peaks, we were able to see that some folks have already been back there with a few ski lines here and there, and a skin track that came back up under some sections of higher angle terrain with the telltale mark of loose wet avalanche risk in the form of pinwheeling snow. We did notice one spot of the aforementioned skin track where one of the switchbacks met up with what appeared to be a small loose wet slide. After a closer look, Dominic and I determined that maybe that wasn't a slide and that it was just slough initiated by the person that initiated the switchback on the skin track. Who knows? But either way, we were cautious considering that wind slab and loose wet were still on the menu for avalanche risk. After some back and forth between Dominic and I, we picked out the lines we were going to ski, transitioned out of our touring mode, and dropped in on what felt to be some pretty good soft snow at the top of our line. But that changed shortly after, and we hit the middle portion of our run, and the snow went from good to not so good. It went from soft, powdery snow to just nasty, crusty snow. Not a great way to finish the last half of what started off as a great run. But either way, it was still pretty fun. What wasn't fun was the climb back out of the inner basin. It was downright hard. The climb out definitely fell in the type B fun category. It involved steep skinning, bootpacking, and some rock scrambles, but we made it back to the saddle where we slapped on our skis and headed back to the car. It was a long day, and one that will most likely be repeated despite the arduous climb. We got back to the car and had a debrief just to put a bow on the day. And the following is a segment I call, well, the debrief.
Dropping.
We're here for a new episode of Debrief. And with me here is my buddy Dominic. Today we just did the Inner Basin. We toured up, skied down, toured back up, and skied back to the car. So tell me, Dominic, what are some of the highlights from today?
It was the views, I would say, that were the highlights.
Massive of the inner basin.
Yeah, the views were pretty spectacular, and the snow wasn't too bad either up at the top. Would you agree?
Yeah, the snow on the top was pretty good. Towards the bottom, it started getting crusty, but it was still a good time.
definitely lots of lessons learned.
What's an example of one of the lessons that we've learned today? I mean, I have a couple, but let's hear from you first.
Let's see, some of the route options. I think we could have maybe took a different route up. Was one. Second was, you know, we were sometimes just out of view of each other, so that was also a good lesson learned.
Yeah, those two were pretty good ones. But just getting out of there, the terrain is really steep, and there's very few spots where you could efficiently skin out of the inner basin. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. You could probably skin out of the mid basin. And I think maybe that's one of the lessons learned, that, you know, instead of booting it, we should have perhaps tried to skin it all the way.
Yeah, I think part of that is we were kind of pressed for time, and we were making kind of rash decisions in hopes of getting out of there quicker.
Another lesson learned, you know, make yourself more time. That, you know, you're not pressed for time, and therefore you're not going to make those bad decisions. So.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely more time, and maybe if we had somebody else pick up the kids from school, we wouldn't have felt so pressed for time. Right. But to be fair to us, we did feel that today was the day where it would have been either now or never, kind of thing. So we just went out, got after it, learned lots of lessons. And as someone once said, the best alpinists have short-term memory. So would we do it again?
Of course.
Absolutely. So there you have it, folks. An episode of Debrief of the Inner Basin. Some lessons learned, but that way we could apply those lessons in the future. Talk to you later.
Don't forget that this weekend, Saturday, April 3rd, is the Bose Bump Bash at Arizona Snow Bowl, hosted by the Flagstaff Ski Team. There's a $25 registration that must be done in person at the deck of the Agassiz Lodge. Costumes are encouraged, so come on out for a fun day of silly antics and snow riding. Well, that's it for this week. Kept it short and sweet this time. Special thanks to my buddy Dominic for the debrief segment. Shout out to the folks over in Opa-locka Hialeah in Florida and Mililani Town, Hawaii. Welcome to the show. Emotional support this week provided by pan-seared provolone cheese. If you're not pan-searing your cheese, well, then you just ain't living. So until next time, bye for now.